This is Earth and Sky with a story about radar for birds.
Using radar to help track birds has been around for almost 60 years. It started in England, where some researchers saw what they called angels on military radar. Radar was first used to identify potential collisions with low-flying aircraft, but it's now being used to conserve migratory birds.
Sarah Mabee is the David Smith Conservation Science Fellow of North Carolina State University. She helps monitor 11 radar stations in the southeastern U.S., using the data to map areas where migratory songbirds concentrate during fall and spring migrations. With radar, this can be done even though the migrating birds are flying under the cover of night. These birds spend their daytime hours feeding and sleeping and getting ready for another night of migration.
In the evening, just after dusk, the birds take off. They leave these habitats and enter up into the atmosphere. And the radar will pick them up as they enter the radar beam. And they display as these bright areas on the radar screen. So you can identify areas where the birds have really concentrated.
More about where these birds are going tomorrow. Our thanks today to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.